Animation all but rules the world of big-budget movies these days, opening up creative imaginations with a vast range of tools. Anything you can imagine, you can put on the screen, if you understand its techniques. The State Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism's Creative Industries Division is sponsoring an ideation weekend on Maui next month, looking to bring about that merger between talent and technique. Georgia Skinner, Division Chief of Creative Industries, is on hand by phone to tell us more. Hi, Georgia.
Aloha. How are you? Great to be with you today.
Good to hear your voice.
Thank
What's an ideation weekend?
Well, you know, it is kind of what it says. It's if you have an idea that mm-hmm. you believe would be a great online series or even a big budget movie that's animated, it's that germ of an idea that gets turned into something real. And so we're reaching out to our creative minds across the state, holding this workshop on Maui with some really stellar mentors, in fact, to help you get from idea to the project's fruition. And, of course, animation is not a short process, but we feel that there's so much rich content out there ready to be developed. We want to help people get there.
So this is really open to anybody with a good idea who wants to follow through on it, is what it sounds like.
Exactly right, Chris. And I think the other important thing is we want them to protect their ideas before they come into the room, because this is what you want to do in the real business world of media and content today. Workshop itself is really designed to be able to listen to people that have succeeded in this space and have them help you get to the next steps. 30 people total is what we're looking for, we're hoping to get, and the project is a long-term project of our Creative Industries Division. Creative Lab Hawaii also offers immersive programs, and we'll be offering an immersive program in animation. These folks, we're hoping that we'll take the weekend. We'll be able to get into that in the future.
Well, how do you protect that idea, Georgia? Let's say I've got something that just exists as some noodles in the margin of a notebook, and how do I get that so that if it's good enough, I can keep it from being taken away from me?
Mm-hmm, exactly. Great question. So it's important to register either with the U.S. Copyright Office or the Writers Guild of America. Has a very simple process online. Provided that you have something you can scan and submit by email, it's a very easy process and a nominal fee to do so. This protects you in case anyone, mostly, you know, ideas are worth gold, and you want to protect yourself, and you want to make sure that you're making the first professional step in bringing this idea to life.
We're seeing big-budget movies that started out as, you know, YouTube videos, online series on a little website somewhere. I mean, it's anything can lead to a big-budget movie if it's good enough, as it seems to be today's climate.
That's true. And I think this is an environment that, again, is offered to people here in Hawaii that are interested in finding out how on earth do I take this idea, or even let's say you have a great book, like children's books, for example. The market today for children's content online, Netflix is a great example, and two of our coaches actually are coming from the Netflix environment. They're developing content now for children on these cable service providers as opposed to just networks. So the market for material is still remaining very strong, and our key is to make sure that we provide access to Hawaii creators to be able to get that to market.
That's a big function, part of your function, isn't it, Georgia, just knowing examples of like what you just said, knowing where a market is.
Exactly. And I think, you know, we pride ourselves on trying to stay on the pulse of where things are going. And I think Hawaii content creators, in addition to the wonderful short films and feature films and narrative, as well as documentaries that have been developed from Hawaii, are significant. We want to test the bubble on the other side of the world in more interactive game development and in direct-to-web series, similar to, for example, Jeff Gill is one of our producers and writers who are coming to coach this session, and he just won an Emmy for his Netflix series, which he did with his partners from Jib Jab. And as many of us know, Jib Jab was a small phenomenon that grew into this amazing company online, and the show is called Ask the Story Bots. And so he's going to talk and break down for you, basically unpack how did this trajectory happen? And there are several other really great people, Karen Lee Brown and Andrew Robertson, who does Rescue Bots, which is part of the performers. So bots is a big word. Think of all the students out there that may have gone on to college that were successful in our robotics programs across the state. You know, how about creating a character for those robots and, you know, making that come to life? So, again, anyone with a storyline or idea, just we'd love to have you participate. It is a wealth of experience and knowledge packed into two full days on June 10th and 11th.
You know, Georgia, the media, some of the media you described didn't even, wasn't even a blip on the horizon a generation ago.
Right. And so that's a content monster, too. All of it must be fed, and we want it to be fed with great content from Hawaii.
Well, feeding the monster is what we're all about, Georgia.
It's not a bad monster.
No.
It's a good one.
Well, yeah, people have such negative connotations about the term, but no, I agree with you. Thanks so much, Georgia.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You bet.
Aloha.
Georgia Skinner is the division chief for the State Department of Business, Economic Development, and Tourism's Creative Industries Division. Its Creative Lab Hawaii Animation Weekend will be held on Maui June 10th and 11th at the Maui Economic Development Board's Malcolm Training Center in Kihei, and the deadline to apply is June 2nd.